Checkoff Chat is on the air, and we're so glad that our friends from the Equity Livestock Sales Cooperative helped to make the program possible. Remember, they've been supporting the livestock community since 1922, and they are still thriving. Found out more about their locations, their markets, and the resources available, including lending, online at equitycoop.com. Today, I'm happy to say we're joined by Dr. Amy Reduns. Now, not only is she a key member of the Purina nutrition staff working in the beef arena, she is also the 2025 Wisconsin Cattleman of the Year. Congratulations, Amy. Thanks for checking in with us. Again, folks, she is a member of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Tell them a little bit about yourself, Amy. You're in Pierce County. You're a beef team member for Purina Nutrition. Tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get in this arena?
Sure. Well, I, you know, grew up on a farm, and I tell people that, actually grew up in Minnesota, but, you know, we fed cattle on the farm, right? Classic farmer feeder situation. And I said it was imprinted at a young age with beef cattle, right? So that's been my interest. And as I entered college, joined animal science, went to North Dakota State, kind of there probably just, you know, emerged in beef culture, right, in the beef industry, that just set me on a track, right, to find ways and opportunities to continue to work in the beef industry. I used to say I enjoy the beef industry because these are the folks and the people that I get to work with, I think are just outstanding, and that's been the most rewarding part of this whole journey.
Absolutely. Now, how many years have you been on the Wisconsin Beef Council? Again, if you want to find out about that group, go to beeftips.com for recipes, resources, and to find out more about beef producers in Wisconsin like Amy. Why did you decide that it was worth your time? I mean, professionally, obviously, you know the connection, but why did Amy Reduns decide she wanted to personally engage with Wisconsin Beef Council?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that led me to that path. You know, I had gotten engaged with and was on the board for Wisconsin Cattlemen's, and I think the interest in the Beef Council, so I represent Wisconsin Cattlemen's on the Beef Council, and the checkoff, I think, is just such an outstanding program. Really, our goal is to build demand for beef, right? And I think another reason why I'm in the beef industry is I love beef, right? We have such a great product to promote, and it's also a critical part of our industry. If we don't have demand from those customers and their willingness to purchase it, right, it has a direct impact on the industry, right? I mean, it drives, we're at record high cattle prices, even across, you know, I get to work a lot on exports or have been involved in that area, and we have this great product that people love, and the checkoff has been a really big reason why that has happened. And, you know, to serve on that and continue to try to grow beef demand, I think helps the industry as a whole.
Dr. Amy Reduns along with us. She is a member of the Wisconsin Beef Council, and most recently she has been appointed as Wisconsin's representative for Region 3 as a Region 3 Vice President for the Federation of State Beef Councils. Now, it sometimes gets a little confusing for the beef producers out there, Amy, which of course includes our dairy population, to understand what the Federation of State Beef Councils is. Can you help them explain?
Yeah, it's a unique structure in our checkoff system, but essentially there are two entities that oversee the national checkoff. One is Cattlemen's Beef Board, which we have representatives from the state of Wisconsin, and then we also would have the State Federation of Beef Councils, and that was set up when the act and order of the checkoff was established. And the Federation of State Beef Councils is the other entity, so 50 cents of that dollar that is collected goes to the national checkoff, and 50 cents goes to the state beef councils. But, you know, really what that Federation of State Beef Councils and what I'm getting to learn about all the time is not only does it support the national checkoff, but it also develops a lot of services that help the state councils administer what they do. One of our biggest challenges is that we have, you know, we have less and less dollars. We are lower in cattle numbers. Cattle are not being marketed as much or exchanged, right, in the system or retain ownership. And that dollar doesn't go as far, right? And so one of the benefits of the Federation is that they provide a lot of services, not only just in terms of promoting beef, but helping our state beef councils be more efficient and utilize the national level to do things like even HR and IT work and some of those types of things to help support our state beef councils. So it supports the national checkoff, but there's a lot of benefits that come back to the state through the state of Federation Beef Councils.
Yeah, and like you said, you've had a chance to watch these organizations for the past 6 years as an active member of the Wisconsin Beef Council. And Amy just got back from the summer business meeting for the cattle industry out in California. Give us a little sense on that conversation, Amy, what you garnished from the meetings you were in out there.
Yeah, so I was there representing Wisconsin on the Federation side for the checkoff. This is a meeting of both the policy folks and the checkoff folks. I think overall, I mean, it's we're in a great place in the beef industry. You know, in terms of those high prices, record demand, even on exports, we face challenges, and I sit on the International Marketing Committee, so it's definitely was interesting to hear some of their perspectives. Our largest contractor is USMEF, which has staff in these countries promoting U.S. beef, right, and trying to grow those markets. While there's challenges, again, I just can't come back to just people still want to purchase our product, and we're the only ones that produce this high quality beef, right? And it's just so fun when you have a good product and people want it and are willing to pay for it, right? So I think just the good news that we continue to see that demand for the product.
Yeah, you mentioned U.S. Meat Export Federation contracting to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Are they still, despite the challenges with tariffs and questionable economics, you know, globally, are they still out there on trade missions, Amy? Are we still looking for new opportunities, even in mature markets?
Yeah, absolutely. Really, the only country that has been impacted the most is China. And actually, it's a non-tariff issue because our plants are delisted. So, but the beautiful thing about USMEF, because they have these relationships, so like China would take a lot of short plates, just a product that we don't use a lot in the U.S., but they've been able to shift that volume. So they've done a lot of promotions in South Korea and the Southeast Asian market. So one of the benefits of that USMEF team, and the other areas, beef has not really been affected as much by the tariffs, but the retaliation hasn't happened there. So thankfully, it hasn't had a major impact. But that's the beautiful thing about USMEF is, you know, they are very flexible. They know that they have to kind of take the opportunity when it comes. And that's part of why we have staff in certain areas where you may say, well, there's not a lot of opportunity. A good example was given of South Korea when, you know, that was cut off with BSE, and when they finally allowed U.S. beef to come in, there were protesters. Now South Korea, one-third of their beef comes from the U.S. And so, you know, that's a success story that I think we can tell of the efforts that it is a long process, right? But I think, you know, they have some good success stories to show over time, right? The growth that we can have with some of those countries.
Well, everybody working hand in glove. That's really the message of what we see when it comes to the beef checkoff. Those contractors driven by checkoff dollars finding great things. Amy, anything else that you want to make sure those hardworking beef producers, which includes our dairy industry, know about being involved with the Beef Council or being a representative on the state Federation of State Beef Councils? Anything, any parting words from the state's Beef Cattle Producer of the Year?
I mean, I'm grateful to work in the industry. Again, get to work even in my job and other things with both dairy and beef producers. And I do have to thank them. I think why we're here too is, you know, we've taken things from the National Quality Beef Checkoff and applied them to our industry over the last 25 years. And that's another reason why we're here where we're at, right? This is a team effort, not only building demand, but we've all worked together to produce a better product, right? And a more consistent product across the board. And so I think, I want to thank them for all the efforts that they've done. And that's happened in all segments of the industry, and encourage them, if they have any questions, to reach out.
Well put. Thanks, Amy. Dr. Amy Redunds, along with us, a member of the Wisconsin Beef Council in Pierce County, recently appointed to the Region 3 Vice Presidency of the Federation of State Beef Councils, part of the Chekhov system. If you want to find out more, go to beeftips.com. You'll see it there. And of course, as Amy said, never hesitate to reach out. This Chekhov Chat, brought to you courtesy of our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association, supporting our livestock community since 1922. Take a look at all the services that they offer, including financing, online at equitycoop.com. I'm PM Yankee.